USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As gas prices continue to rise across the country, especially in the western United States, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to reporters Thursday about OPEC's decision not to increase oil supply to the market, even though the United States has been pressuring them to pump oil faster.
We have raised with OPEC member countries, including Saudi Arabia, even though we're not a member of OPEC, the need to ensure that there is available supply out there on the market.
President Biden's approval rating has hit a new low at 36% in a new national poll. The Quinnipiac poll reporting his rating started dropping in August after his handling of the chaotic Afghanistan exit. The president's handling of COVID-19, climate change, economy, and foreign policy received the lowest approval rates. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop.
Gingerbread on the side.
He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The trial of father and son Gregory and Travis McMichael and neighbor Roddy Bryan continues as they face charges in the shooting death of Ahmed Aubrey in February 2020. Prosecutor Linda Dunikoski cross-examining Travis about his suspicion of Aubrey being a suspect in a number of burglaries around the neighborhood.
Officer Rash told you and told your father that Larry English said Mr. Aubrey had never taken or stolen anything from the open unsecured construction site. Is that correct?
My understanding was never saw him take anything from there. Yes, ma'am. Never saw anything taken.
As jury deliberations continue in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder trial, MSNBC is banned from the Wisconsin courthouse in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where that trial is being held. This after someone allegedly affiliated with the network tailed the bus transporting the jurors. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Goldman Sachs, much like Wall Street and the Fed Reserve, is anticipating that higher prices and inflation will stick around into 2022. Nearly two-thirds of Americans are describing the economy as poor in a recent poll that was released. Nearly half expect the economy to get worse in the next year. This as the annual inflation rate continues to climb at its fastest pace in more than 30 years. Florida Republican Congressman Rick Scott says he has a way to slow down inflation.
Stop spending money. We've got to get inflation under control. We have got to do this. So I hope Bernie Sanders listens, because Bernie Sanders is driving everything in the Senate right now. It's his bill. It's going to be his bill. He's the head of the budget committee. Everything we do up here goes through Bernie Sanders' budget committee, so it's going to be high taxes. And by the way, it's a complete lie when they say they're only going to tax the rich. Oh, yeah, by the way, they're going to give tax cuts to the rich. If you're one of the blue states, they want to do that with assault. They want to give tax cuts to the rich. But everybody else, middle class, everybody, you're paying higher taxes, and they're going to kill your economy with this.
Taiwan is unveiling a new squadron of advanced F-16 fighter jets. The president there saying they'll boost protection in the country amid threats from China in the event of an invasion. The jets were upgraded with the help of Lockheed Martin. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.